Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Gabler. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Gabler. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe takes first base on ball four. Crosetti moves to second. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Crosetti moves to third. Rolfe moves to second. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. Rolfe scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball four. DiMaggio moves to second. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Dickey moves to second. It's 3-0, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Yankees. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crosetti takes first base on ball four. Pearson moves to second. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rolf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearson scores. Crosetti moves to second. It's 7-0, Yankees. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-0 in the game. Henrich takes first base on ball 4. Crosetti moves to third. Rolf moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Yankees. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Selkirk hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter strikes out. One out. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rolf for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Yankees. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolfe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive towards third. Rolfe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 1 in the game. Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gabler strikes out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. QL reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Selkirk. The throw from Schluter and he is safe. Selkirk steals second. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rolfe takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henrich hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Yankees. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Gabler covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0-for-2 in the game. Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Rolfe hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Henrich hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-1, Yankees. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-4 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.